This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Because this is the power of Allah Rabbul Izzah, to give life to the dead. You see, scientists up to 2017, they can clone, they can genetically modify, they cannot give life to something that is dead. Like to chemicals, they cannot bring it to life. They have tried. They have tried to recreate creation. They have tried to make an atmosphere. They have tried to send electrical pulses through it. They have tried. But they fail at being able to make a non-living thing like sand into a living thing. Because that is the qudra of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid. To change mere chemicals into a living being, this is Allah Rabbul Izzah. قال تعالى يخرج الحي من الميت. He brings out life from the dead. This is Allah. So Allah Rabbul Izzah brought out life into this, you know, into the sand or mud or you know, statue. And when he is up, he Azza wa Jal ordered the angels, usjudu li Adam. Make sajda to Adam. Amidst them is Iblis as well. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, they all prostrated. Can you imagine the command of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid? Usjudu li Adam. The angels prostrate and Allah says, illa Iblis. Like I imagine it, you know, the whole, you know, angel, everyone's down. This thing is standing. So that there's no confusions, Allah Rabbul Izzah said, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. He's not from the angels, he's a jinn. So he fell out of the obedience of his Lord. So Allah Rabbul Izzah asks him, what held you? What stopped you? مَا مَنَعَكَ. What stopped you? What prevented you from prostrating to Adam after I ordered you to prostrate? So he said, أنا خير منه. I am better than him. خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. Me you created from fire, energy, radiation, heat. He is made from dust. I'll bake him. You know, what is he against me? أنا خير منه. And another, أَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينَ. You want me to prostrate to something you made from clay? So Allah Rabbul Izzah tells him, قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. Get out of here, you are cursed. So here, notice a few things, please. Arrogance is the downfall of the biggest. And arrogance is a secret cancer. You know, you don't realize it till very late. Make sure, Muslims, you don't feel better than anyone else. Make sure. Allah doesn't like that. Pride befits the majesty of Allah. It does not befit anyone else. You know, I am so, do you know who I am? Our predecessors used to answer this beautifully, you know. You know, a person was walking, his robe was dragging behind him, you know, as a sign of pomp and ceremony, like, you know, like a king's robe drags behind, so his garb was dragging behind him. And he's walking arrogant, haughty, and proud. So the pious person told him, he goes, a person who, this walk has an enemy. Like, you know, this arrogant walk has an enemy. As in, Allah doesn't like this. Humble yourself. So he said, Do you know who I am? See, we say that to ourselves sometimes. Do you know who I am? So he said, yes. You were made from a filthy drop. You know, semen. If it falls on your garb, you won't pray with it. You'll wash it. You'll feel disgusted by it. You were made from that. And when you walk around, when you're alive, you carry dung. Like you carry feces inside your stomach. If I were to give you a bag of feces and say, sweetheart, carry this, it will bring you to your reality. You know, you go, you know, with my beard, how do you expect me to do this? You know, but you're walking with it. You carry that kind, like when you sit in the toilet, that's what's inside you. So he said, you are made from filth. You carry filth, and when you die, you will be eaten by maggots. And so you're nothing at any stage of life. Humble yourselves. And may Allah grant us humility, Ya Rabbi.